The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
There's only one Eric's Family Barbecue location in Arizona. That's right, just one. It's in Avondale, and it's worth the drive over and over again. Barbecue restaurants that have several locations usually cut their quality for expansion. Not Eric's Family Barbecue. Eric serves Texas-style barbecue that never disappoints, always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Now, we know brisket is king, but have you tried their pulled pork with coleslaw? It's a match made in heaven. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite, repeat. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
Still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Friday. It's Friday already. How about that? It's 5:45. My name's John. There's Brady. There's Brett. Big Dick Toledo's here. This is the Morning Sickness, and we're ready to go for yet another winter morning. And then it'll start to be normal again, but it's chilly again this morning. I'm in a little coat to take this off.
Brady's wearing jeans again.
Brady's got jeans on, which means,
well, I heard the Santa Ana winds were really blowing the other day. Are they coming our way? I don't know.
I don't know what that means, Brady, but I know Brady in long shorts means that we're in trouble, and they look like jeans on him.
That means if you were in a semi yesterday, there's a good chance you could have gotten blown over in San Diego.
What are you, Chris Christopherson all of a sudden? Thanks, convoy.
It's rubber duck.
It ruined the convoys yesterday.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, I'm sorry your day was ruined, Brady. That's crazy. I know for a fact I was with Brady for a little while that days were ruined. Poor Canadian ladies on the first tee at the Legacy had to listen to Precision Air and, cohort of newacunit.com leader and king Eric Bryan scream the phrase, I ripped my butthole open, and he was telling us. We were talking about an anal fissure.
He's telling a story,
and I made a joke about an anal fissure, and he screamed out, "I did that once. I ripped my butthole wide open." I was like, "Oh my god!" It's like beautiful old Canadian ladies behind us, having and on Canada Day of all things at the golf course, they were celebrating Canadians, and they got like a deal. Brady and I went and played some golf, and Eric told the most grotesque story I've ever heard in my life in mixed company, and I was dying.
Loud.
Oh, it's great. Yeah, Eric doesn't have a volume of three. It's always seven or higher. And when it comes to his butthole story, there's a lot of excitement with that. Evidently, he tore his anus and then had to spray some sort of a cream on
Dermablast.
It. Dermablast. That can't be what it was called. Dermablast can't
or
be
Dermablast.
Right.
Or Dermaplast. I kept saying Dermablast just because...
It's something, it's like an aerosol spray for ladies who blew out a baby recently.
Yeah, you gotta blow that stuff all over.
You gotta shoot that on your torn butthole. Hey, happy Canada Day, ma'am. And I'm rolling dying. I'm like, this is great. So all I have to do is egg it on a little bit with some more horrible phrases, and then he'll take it to the next level. It's a fun day. I'm looking over at Brady is the only reason that's fun for me.
Oh, geez. I mean, those ladies back there got themselves an earful.
Hilarious.
Butthole.
I don't even know how he had it. What do you say happened? I don't remember the story. I just remember the...
Was it in war when he's over in the...
I don't know if it was in Somalia. I don't know if he was in the service when it happened, but he said he'd have to squat down and spray this mom vag healing spray on his beehole because there's no like
with the derm blast.
He goes, I go to the hospital. I won't even sew it up. I just have to live with it. So then he gets a Absorbing Junior or something and just hoses it off every few hours.
He's like warning you, you don't want this, bro.
Yeah. It was hilarious. And then off we go, golfing away. It was fun. But I just like it because I like to imagine the rest of the day those ladies saying things like, that's just, these Americans, they're just so grotesque because it'll keep Canadians away. If we get more and more gross, when we hear, oh, it's Canada Day, everyone you're surrounded by is Canadian, especially if they're older, just the more, the louder and more grotesque we can be, and those Canadians will leave our golf courses and roads, and I think that's awesome. Snowbirds. Canadians are known for their weird sense of humor. I don't think they go directly up. Either of those ladies had ever had an anal tear, I don't think they'd have been shouting it the same way Eric did.
Joined in on the conversation would have been great.
Oh, I can relate to that. You're, yeah, I had a butthole tear too, eh? And it was pretty powerful.
I was out.
I was out like a light. Oh, and my episiotomy scar split back open. I was one big hole, eh?
In the process to fix it.
Quite the operation, and the organization had it all figured out. I went to hospital, and oh, man, eh, did they give me a lot of salves.
And they put a little toque on it.
Yeah, it was great.
A toque.
Yeah, it was pretty great. So thanks, Eric, for the entertainment yesterday, because I enjoyed that.
Me too.
And yeah, well, Brady went back and goes,
blessings to you all. We're very sorry. The Lord Jesus doesn't. He's not with him.
I didn't think I'd be able to hit my first tee shot.
Oh, great. They were just sitting there
keeled
listening.
Keeled over laughing.
Listening. And Brady's bright red.
Oh, no.
Brady's always worried about old ladies and what they hear. When I caught that they were as close as they were, you may have noticed, I turned it up a notch. When Eric couldn't remember the bar he was at, and we were just coming up with the worst gay bar names of all time that can't be mentioned here. No, that's not it. And is that my, what was the one? Is that my in your hand, or is it someone else's? Whose finger's in my butt? The bar. No, that's not it. And these poor ladies are just
hit your ball. Please run away.
But yeah, it was fun. So Canada Day at the Legacy. Sorry about that, everybody, but I enjoyed it.
There's some guys I just saw open up a bar. I think it's in Bronx or somewhere, but it's like a, they're saying it's like a dad joke, but the name of the place is called Your Mom's. So that way you can, where are you heading? To your mom's.
Going to your mom's. I would just call it your mom's panty drawer. Be digging around your mom's panty drawer. Now, speaking of people you want to avoid, I don't know how many emails I've gotten and how many texts and things saying, have you seen this? Have you seen this? And a picture of that douchebag Guy Fieri and his stupid hamburger restaurant that's going to be up at
his tailgate,
yeah, or at, whatever it is, he's doing
adjacent.
He's doing his Guy Fieri picture.
Yeah, cool guy, Guy Fieri. Look at me.
And his shirt's on fire, and his hair looks stupid, and he looks stupid because he is. And in between his hands is the basic ingredients of a hamburger. So this culinary genius can slap together two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese. And he's somehow or another a draw. He's going to have a truck out at the Super Bowl tailgate. And this guy emails in, and I think Peter Pawamo is writing for me. Brett said, I read this. I thought you wrote it. It says, it basically starts off, so is the West Side so weak and pathetic they had to bring that douche Guy Fieri over, offer free concerts and other giveaways just to get people to go to the Super Bowl? The only people that are going to hang out at that are locals and the poor, which I guess is the same thing on the West Side. All the real parties and celebrations are still going to be happening in Scottsdale and downtown Phoenix, maybe some Tempe. Guy Fieri's no draw. He keeps me away. Nice job. It's a fact. It's a fact. Guy Fieri and the people he draws are everywhere I never want to go.
That is your long-lost brother.
He is. Peter, you and I better DNA check. I think we're 23andMe friends. I think if I did a 23andMe on that thing in the bottom and say, here are people you might be related to, just one. Peter Pawamo. Yeah, can't you get better talent? It's the Super Bowl. And you don't need him near it. People are already going to go. Let good things happen around.
I know,
here.
And it's like across the street, and there's like four or five of these that will happen.
But look,
so people want to go down there to be close to it.
Guy Fieri's food has shut down more restaurants than it's helped. Every one he's ever opened shuts down that if he's involved in it. It's the still to this day, the worst review the New York Times has ever given a restaurant was the one he opened in Manhattan. It was open for a month. He broke down in tears on the review. No one thinks his food's good. I don't get the draw.
Well, finally, I mean, there won't be a shortage of trash can nachos. They'll have all the lids in the world to put them on.
My God. And you know who's happiest when Guy Fieri comes to town? The folks at Sun Made Raisins, because he tosses it all over everything.
Got your nacho cheese. You got your onions. And don't forget your raisins.
Okay. What a great addition.
And now for Diplo.
Money.
Yeah, and then Diplo comes out and does something like, sorry about the Guy Fieri part. I didn't know that was part of this.
All right.
Get off the stage, Guy. He's such a douche. And that drawing of him magically creating a culinary delight known as the rare and hard to come by hamburger.
Get some cheese. You get some meat. Some bread. Mmm. Oh, man, that bread, it's so bread-tasting.
Yeah, all right, Guy, you've never made an interesting meal.
Take a bite of these wings. Mmm, you can really taste the chicken.
Yeah, it's a chicken wing. I hate him with a passion.
Money.
Yeah.
Money. Put it on a flip-flop.
Look at that. Look at that. It's supposed to be a cool drawing, like he's magically creating something no one else could do. It's a freaking Big Mac. He's just making a burger.
Directly across from State Farm Stadium. Yeah.
All Guy Fieri is the biggest douche lunch lady of all time. He makes tater tots and hamburgers, and he acts like a dick the whole time.
It's Alice from the Brady Bunch with a goatee in that picture.
No, Alice from Brady Bunch had talent and skill.
Okay.
And could act. Flavor Town. You know why Flavor Town is on wheels? Because he's a snake oil salesman. It has to drive away from your town because everybody's going to get sick and he's got to run. You can't have Flavor Town be permanent. You know, Suns game last night. I go, every night his restaurant is a ghost town because the food in it is dreadful.
Step into Flavor Town and experience the ultimate big game Sunday tailgate.
Right. It's the ultimate hamburger. It's basically going to be people churning out cafeteria burgers and that, the pizza you used to get at Rhodes Junior High and the cool line.
Yeah, they have squares and squares, large rectangle pieces.
It's not going to be consistent. It's just going to be globs of cheese on hunks of bread and raisins.
Hey, tickets are free.
Of course they are. That's the value. You get to meet
Gifreri. Nope, won't be there. Too much liability. Probably get sued. Flip-flops. That land shark is on call for me. Got to get my lawyer.
Look at that. His magic hands are creating a burger. I can do that in 2 seconds.
Can't do it with the flair I do it with.
No, I just don't want to appeal to the people you appeal to. Other guys in shirts that look like they're on fire with gray dyed hair. I don't know what he is. I don't know what this guy is, but he's the epitome of what's happening to our society. Our low bar for quality entertainment starts there.
Look at that. What is
those are
that?
All the food trucks or restaurants that are going to be there, I guess.
Right. Flavor Town. Yeah.
Guy's Shrimp Tacos. Signature Wings. Guy's Chicken.
I'd rather have the cast of the Renaissance Festival hand make me food on the 30th day of the festival after no showers in those trailers they live in, those gypsies.
Lotte Man's going to be there, though.
Lotte Man. Now, wait a minute.
Wait a
minute. I like Lotte Man. What's he doing mixed up in this? I don't blame the other places for getting involved.
Oh, no, it's free publicity.
Yeah, they get that idiot to, boy, oh boy, he's done.
A Lotte on the go.
Yeah, the society is just, it was such a simple thing. But that guy who emailed in, he's dead right. All right, well, you've just given a giant red flag to places to avoid around Super Bowl Sunday. The Guy Fieri trailer mobile home park that serves food out of it.
There you go. Doritos Elote?
No.
Takis Elote?
No. Elote's fine without Doritos chunk on it. Raisins Elote, is that
keep
on
it,
there?
Keep it pure.
Yeah, just make it Elote.
We've chunked Doritos on it, threw some Fritos in, some raisins, and cream free.
Butter Elote.
He's so annoying.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
There's some another thing I kind of was following. I went to the Suns game yesterday, but I had 20 minutes to kill there before I kind of had this little decompression thing. I could sit and some girl has started this viral nonsense that I'm kind of liking because it'll just keep people busy for a while, that the Titanic actually never sunk. We got flat earthers. We got flat earthers out there. We got, you know, people who think the moon landing never happened, and I could listen to them for a minute. I think the moon landing happened. I think everything after might have been a question mark. But she says the Titanic never sank. It was the Olympic. There were three boats. The Britannic, the Olympic, and the Titanic. Titanic was the newest of the fleet, the White Line. White Star Line. So it was the newest, and it was very expensive to build, and they had already built two. The Olympic was almost a replica of the Titanic. They were almost exactly the same boat, and it was about done by the time Titanic went out. And they're like, huh, in order to fix up the Olympic, you know, we're going to suffer on the Titanic build. So let's just, because they were running out of dough, let's just sink the Olympic, say the Titanic went down, and then scrap the Titanic. The parts are worth more because they're newer looking. We'll say it was the Olympic. So she thinks that they intentionally sunk the Olympic to not fix it and killed all those people.
Who cares about the people?
Well, that used to be, in the early 1900s, that was a fairly common phrase. The money was way, it still is, but it's just we get caught more often trying to, you know, that's why so many people when there's something that goes wrong, it's like, you know, 9/11 was an inside job. They'll kill people for a money job. But it's an interesting theory.
That's out there.
It's kind of out there, but then when you start looking at it and they're like, they didn't want to fix the Olympic, the cost of the Olympic, the Titanic had broke the company basically trying to build that thing and they couldn't get it right. And then in the last minute, J.P. Morgan was supposed to be on there. The president of the White Star Boat Lines was supposed to, they just decided not to go on the maiden voyage of the most impressive ship ever because they're like, this one's going down. Let's keep you important
put
folks
Molly
off.
Brown on there.
Yeah, something about the last, like, 10 minutes before it went off, a whole load of super important people canceled their trip, which is crazy. This is how Jack got on, I think. He won it in a poker game from J.P. Morgan. I like that. I like theories like that because I want to see where it goes. I want to see what else they think didn't happen.
I thought she was going to go the route that it was, you know, it wasn't an iceberg. It was a sub that shot a torpedo
in it.
Well,
the sub shot down the Britannic.
Yeah.
That was the one that the first one that got knocked out. So that one got shot down. Oh, that was actually a year or so after Titanic.
1916, the Britannic went down.
Yeah, that was, it got hit, they say it got, it hit a mine or got hit by a U-boat, right? And so that one was a little different, but that was the third in the fleet of their new giant boat fleet. And it went down.
So they got rid of the whole fleet is what this lady said?
Well, that
saying?
One, they, that one was an accident.
Right.
The Britannic.
Was it?
Well, who knows? Maybe she'll do some digging. But I like the
more
idea.
More people
that
died.
Titanic never happened. Besides that, it'll fire up James Cameron to make another movie about it. Like the truth behind the Titanic. And we get to watch it sink in even better special effect.
You'll have to wait 5 years.
Yeah, he takes a long time. And then there'll be big blue people like involved somehow. But yeah.
A crossover.
I like that theory. I like the idea that that the Titanic never actually occurred. It never was finished. They took it apart and said it was the Olympic.
So even the footage that he has, you know, when they're in those little subs.
Huh?
Going around. Oh, when Cameron and that crew is going around. I could have recalled that one of them was saying there's the name is on the boat on the back.
I don't know. If it's just IC at the end, they were on
that's
all
true.
Of them, so who knows? Maybe they barnacled over the tat part. I don't even think you'd say that. The Titanic.
Right.
The Titan part is gone. I don't know. I don't necessarily buy into it. I just like when lunatics catch fire. This thing's got it. So it went like viral in the last 48 hours and a few hundred thousand people are now commenting like, hey, all this makes sense. I like this. I don't know what it does if you prove this right. that the White Star Lines are a bunch of liars and they killed families.
So they had to switch the logs on saying, no, this was, they were on the Titanic.
Simple stuff. When you're in charge of the logs, nothing to it.
Yeah.
I mean, look at all the logs that keep getting found in our politicians' garages. Nobody knows logs.
Well, they said the Olympic was, once Titanic went down, they came and they brought
and
it
rescued
back,
them.
Yeah. Put more lifeboats on, made all the modifications. Then it was in the, worked for the British government.
It did.
And then 1935, they scrapped it.
Yeah, because they said that the Olympic was the Titanic, and then they parted it out with what they could get off the Olympic. And they made what would have been the Titanic better, and they just kept it cheaper and easier because they knew that what they'd built was going to sink. So
she's an idiot.
They sunk the old one, and the new one got the old name. She's probably an idiot, but it's going to make other idiots, the Guy Fieri crowd, start going crazy.
She's right.
And I love when those things catch fire. Nobody would have thought a few years ago some jackass starting a documentary saying the Earth is flat and he's got that stupid laser line that's, and then he gets Shaquille O'Neal to make a joke about it and Kyrie Irving to say, yeah, I believe it. And then the next thing you know, we got guys driving around the city that says flatearthblank.org or whatever. He's putting websites on his car, screaming at the top of his lungs that we've all been duped. That we're flying, we're screaming around on some disc. Australia's fake. I love that stuff. I think
now on to the moon landing.
Because here's the reason why I like it. When somebody is too adamant about these things, they're basically just wearing it on their sleeve to say, I'm not worth your time. I'm not a friend you need. Give me 5 minutes of your time. I'm going to entertain you. But after that, we're done here. We're not. There's no need to get close to me. I'm insane. Like, it would be great on a date. That might be a question you should ask a girl on a date. So, the whole Earth flat thing, interested? And if she's, like, got even a sparkle in her eye about it.
I never thought about it.
You got the dumbest girl. Bag that and run.
You're getting laid.
Bag that. If you don't, you blew it. If you can't bang a flat Earth girl, then your game is off.
Flat Earth girls are easy.
Yeah, flat right. Earth girls are easy is right, Brady. That's exactly right.
I'm a bit of a flat earther.
All right. Well, that's the only thing flat about you. Lay down. This is going to be fun. Yeah. Bang your flat ass. Yeah. A flat earth girl is probably not attractive, but maybe a dumb hot girl. You could talk her into it.
Oh, yeah.
But even then, if you've got a dumb hot girl as a game to play to see how much work you have to do, try to convince her that the earth may be flat. And if she starts to, again, kind of go, I never really. You got it. You're going to get laid. You're getting laid. Flat Earth people aren't bright. They think they are. They say a lot. It's like those old weedies that used to try to defend legalizing weed with all their medical knowledge while they're dressed in tie-dyes with those two sticks. Or
playing hacky-sacking
around a park and getting all technical with how weed helps with medicine. And like, we don't want to hear from you.
In the parking lot of a Fish concert.
Right, right. Getting blown by a woman with more hair under her arms than I've ever had in my body, ever. Yeah, I like when wacko stuff gets kind of like just logical enough that people pay attention. I'm doing it. I paid attention. I don't really care if the Titanic sunk or not. It would be fascinating if White Star killed all those people just to save some dough finishing the Titanic.
Maybe the Discovery Channel will jump on this and do a special.
Big conspiracy thing about it. I love that. The other thing I saw last night that I love is women are TikTok has and the oh. TikTok has ruined everything to the point where social media, women don't even know how to give birth now. Now, there's a pressure on women. The baby moon is something that I'm proud of men for fighting. Not all men.
It seemed to fade a little bit.
It's gone, and that's smart. The baby moon was something when a woman got pregnant.
It's our last time.
Basically, it was a goodbye blowjobs, the trip. She was basically announcing, after I have this baby, you are now the second favorite thing in the house, if that. And I'm going to pay you hardly any attention, but we're going to go do a baby
moon. They'll spend some money on me.
Take me to Hawaii before I get fat and gross. That's basically what it is. And you're never getting blown again because I'm just going to be all about the kid, which I'm all right, fine. And guys kind of went, I'm not taking you to Fiji just because you're doing what, 8 billion other women have done in the last 35 years. You knock it off. Giving birth is no big deal. You don't need a trip for it. In fact, you volunteered for it. You were screaming to get it done. You're not getting a Bali vacation out of your ovaries being functional. So they kind of fought that. Well, now there's a pressure on women because of Instagram to have a makeup delivery day, like in case of emergency.
Oh, just like you're getting ready for your wedding kind of?
Yes, you have to have an emergency makeup kit for the birth. You can't go into that. That's important to them, evidently. It's a birthing makeup. You got to go full glam for your birth. There's a lot of pictures being taken in there, and filters won't cover it up.
Who the hell's taking pictures in there?
I don't know. I don't want a photo of that. I don't want any evidence of that. But yeah, the ladies are, it's called
business opportunity for, a mobile blow bar.
That's what it is. So you got a mobile guy that comes by on, especially cesarean.
Crimson blows.
Well, when you, I love that. We'll blow you the signs outside. But when you've got a cesarean scheduled, they'll come by the house, blow you out. And then your pictures will be you gorgeous holding the infant, like, just to make your...
She looks gorgeous within that gut pile.
Right, yeah. It's like having a gorgeous deer out in the field that you just, like...
Put some...
You just go, oh, isn't that a beautiful deer? He shot right in the chest. But it's called delivery makeup or labor makeup. And it's a company that'll come to your house or come to you while you're birthing, get you all dolled up, and then during the photos at the end, you look like a supermodel. Because that's the most important thing that happened to you that day. You looked pretty. That's just rubbing it in the face of the other women who didn't have that option, and they look like terrible in their birthday photos.
So glad I got snipped. I know. I don't have to bring kids up in this ridiculousness.
Yeah, social media made it so women giving birth felt like, but I won't look pretty.
I'm pissed. People will laugh. Baby moon. I didn't do that.
Did you do it? You didn't do a baby moon.
No.
Did you get asked? I know. She probably knows better not to ask you.
I don't even know she even knows a baby moon.
She knows. She just knows not to ask you. Netanyahu's not taking her on a trip. Or you might have gotten a night out at a restaurant.
Not even for a BOGO.
I'll take you to a full restaurant on the west side. That's as far as we're getting here. Get used to that gassy feeling, sister.
Restaurant shuts down at 8 o'clock and turns into a tango nightclub.
I've heard about people videotaping that, too, and I'm just like, what is wrong with you? Why, are you going to actually watch that again?
My friends... First kid, there was a thing called, I don't know what it is, I'm going to throw the word out there because everybody just put your breakfast down, but a vaginal hemorrhage, which occurred. I don't know what that is, but evidently they were right in the middle of...
Put Dynablast on it!
Roll them! And the kid's head started to pop out. They put the salad tongs on and she was stuck. And then they kind of, you know, had to
like turn it?
Breach on the corner. No, they had to stuff her back in a little bit and then all of a sudden... It was like, you know, that scene from the Ten Commandments when the Red Sea fills back up.
Oh, no.
And he said, I got dizzy. They kicked me out. And I'm like, that's all on video. He goes, oh, no. I spent the next 20 minutes just getting rid of the tape. I'm like, yeah, nobody needs to see that. Or like, they almost died. No, it's not worth it. There's nothing beautiful about childbirth. Women have been trying to convince us of that for years. It's the most grotesque thing I've ever seen.
They just handed me Kirby. That's all I saw. Oh, out of the tent. Yep. Here she is.
It was a C-section. They took Ronnie in like they were putting a horse down, and a baby came out. It's perfect. That's the way it should be. You know how the day I knew women didn't think childbirth was beautiful was I saw City Slickers in the theater, and when Norman came out of the cow, and Billy Crystal's digging around in there, and he pulls his finger out, and he starts whiffing around, and all that gelatinous goo, and it's just movie goo, is going, the lady next to me goes, I'm going to be sick. And then the other lady behind her goes, oh, God. Like, it's not beautiful, is it? Well, it's cows. Guess what you are? You're people cows. It ain't a bull. It's so gross. Childbirth is not pretty.
It's the most beautiful thing ever.
In some sort of metaphor or... You know, dream state. You think you're looking good and this is going well. It is horrible to watch. Horrible.
Kid's upset because you just pulled him out of that beautiful swimming pool he was in for.
Sitting in that thing soaking. It's like a big bucket of palm olive. You keep getting Doritos and, you know, chicken every couple days and just falls in your lap. You don't have to do an ounce of work. And now you got to come out in this bright light and do things. Meanwhile, if you're lucky... It's the hardest escape you've ever had because it's, you know, you're not built to come out of that thing. It's not built to push you out of it, but it's no big deal. I go back to what I said earlier in the week. Childbirth, nothing to it, ladies. I watched the Nat Geo special. Ladies in Africa had fruit on their heads. They picked the baby up. It was working an hour later. It had fruit on its head, too.
Amazing.
They don't care. There's nothing to it. You make a big deal out of it. It's a big deal. Those folks over there just push them out, look down. There it is. I mean, it also helps that they're with African men most of the time, kind of gets them ready. And most of their babies weigh like 2 pounds. That's a big help. I mean, it's like having a little poop, and it comes right out of a massive doorway. So, but it was impressive. They don't treat it like we do, like it's some sort of, like we're launching a space shuttle from our house.
And if it comes out and they can't carry fruit within the first 15 minutes.
They were stacking fruit in that bag.
Here you go, Mr. Lion.
Yep. That's it. You just leave it behind. It's dragging the tribe down.
There you go, Simba.
The circle of life. He's not carrying fruit. He's no good to us. What did you have it for? Put him in the lion's mouth. Keep the lion at bay.
We'll give you another one more chance.
Yeah. Childbirth's nothing. Women get mad when their friend says, mine was real easy. And the rest of them just, why, you son of a thing. The ones who had a tough one, it's like, yeah, well, it can be easy. I think you just mentally talked yourself out of it. Childbirth. Eric Bryan's butt blew out and he made it. He was fun. I'll just put a little salve on it. Rub a little Tessin on there. You'll be all right. It's easy. But yeah, by all means, future mothers, make sure you have a makeup and a stylist on call for when you decide to blow out your O-ring. You want to make sure your face looks good.
The filters just won't do it.
Yeah. They got to come up with a vagina filter for birth to make other women jealous that your vagina barely even changed.
The baby comes out just gorgeous.
Yeah. It's in clothes.
Look at modeling and everything.
Look at those eyes. They're just popping.
Balenciaga. The baby was born with a belly. Got a little rolly on his wrist. Yeah, embarrassing. We're an embarrassing nation that we care about that stuff.
Honey, my water broke. Call the salon.
No, call an ambulance.
No, the salon.
What the hell's wrong with
you?
Oh,
there's the list. Yeah.
The salon.
Your honey-do list. Make sure the jock is here in 10 minutes. I think the baby's coming.
What? Move out of the way. You don't know what you're doing. I got to get her hair and makeup on. You're so stupid.
I think we should go to the hospital.
No, looking like this, we shouldn't go anywhere. She should never leave the house.
Trini shows up.
Yeah, oh, my God. You move. What's wrong with him? You can upgrade. You know that. He wants you to go to the hospital with no makeup on. You look like a house pig.
He's waxing because she hasn't had time. Yeah. Oh, the full body makeup.
No, I don't want to get too personal. But I'm looking down at this thing you have neglected for a while, and you're about to show it to about five people. Let's get the wax on.
No one sees a younger.
Let's go Brazilian. Let's shave her down.
No younger.
This puss needs to be smooth. If you're going to put that many ice on it, you're crazy.
Thanks so much. You understand me, Trini.
Jess, unlike this lump of cold you're married to, he wants to take you out of the house looking like this. You're a hobo.
Yeah, you're an idiot, Chuck.
I'm sorry. I thought the baby was the most important thing today.
No, it's my looks.
Of course it's your looks, baby. If I wasn't gay, I'd be all over you. Not him. He gross. He makes me not want to be gay.
And now the men that are having babies are going to get a hot shave.
Right. You get a nice wax and a shave and get a hot towel. You end up going to Sport Clips eventually to have babies. It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. And there was a news story. And we got to pretend to take it seriously, especially if you've got a pregnant wife right now. Because I've seen dudes with pregnant wives. Boy, there's only one person in that family with balls that you can't say a word.
Gentle.
Just not worth it.
Don't rock the boat.
Nothing's worth it. They're no fun. They're the beauty of child.
Being pregnant's the greatest.
Not to the guy. It's a nightmare. And it ends with some sort of massive shotgun blowout to that thing. And I've talked to dads. You're never the same afterwards. Ever. That's why dudes who find out a guy's, like every time I've seen Brady goes,
nope, didn't have shit, cesarean.
There's a high five almost immediately after that when Brady says,
mine had a cesarean.
Oh, lucky. Because when guys get together on the golf course and talk, they all admit what's true. It's never been the same, man. It's never been the same. It's fine. It feels okay, but it's not the same. Women are like,
it all goes back. You guys are dumb.
No, it doesn't.
They think it's like Stretch Armstrong where it just...
Yep. You think it's like a zip.
They're line. Hired for five more. Yeah. Get in again. Yeah. Another one.
It goes right back to the way it used to be.
You keep telling yourself that. I've seen bats fly out of it.
Oh.
They all go to the left.
Yeah. Yep. They follow the sunset to the left. Yeah.
It's Batcave.
Yeah. I don't want back in there, Robin. It's too dark and too cavernous. Even for a Batman. Anyway, let's get a wake-up song, shall we? And get your face on, ladies. It's the most important thing you do in a day. 585-9800. A good one. And we'll scream it together. It's 98KUPD. Wake up!
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
98KUPD.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet Mesquite. Repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.